Now, as we said at the start of today's service, today is Vision Sunday, which really is a chance for us to pause before the year begins and to raise our sights to the big reasons we're here, what God has done for us, and what God wants for us. Now, just a bit of history for you about our church, if you're new to us, which many of you are. So Trinity Church Lockleys, this church, was planted almost 3 years ago from Trinity Church Adelaide in the city to reach the western suburbs of Adelaide. Here, up on the screen, is the western suburbs of Adelaide, and here is where we are. Obviously not that entire area, we are just within that area. And what I really want to impress upon us again is that in this blue zone, more than 200,000 people live, the vast majority of whom don't know Jesus or even a Christian to introduce them to Jesus. And if they don't come to Jesus and hence be reconciled to God, the Bible is very clear that they will be lost forever when they die. They are in dire straits. So 3 years ago, we planted this church to be a lifeboat for these people, to pull them out of the water, if you like, and establish them in Jesus. We didn't plant this church to be more convenient for us, so it's easier for those of us who live in the West to get to church. We planted it for them, the 200,000 plus people who live here in the West, so that they might be saved. As the Apostle Paul put it, we have become all things to all people so that by all possible means we might save some. That's pretty much why we're here. Now, for the first year, we were in at Mile End, just west of the city. But almost 2 years ago, we moved here to Lockleys, really in the very heart of the West, where we hope to continue our mission for the foreseeable future. So that's a bit of our history if you're new. Well, how have we gone? Well, God has been very good to us. When we first started almost 3 years ago, we had about 80 regulars on a Sunday. Now we're averaging about 120 or 130. And we have lots of visitors, both non-Christians but also Christians, checking us out each week. But we would love to keep growing. For the first 2 years, we grew steadily. But last year, if I'm honest, we actually hit a bit of a plateau. So we would really love to break out of that and start growing again. Not so that we can be the biggest church in town or on the cover of Church Growth Weekly, if such a magazine existed, but simply because we want to see as many people as possible come to Jesus. I mean, that really is our heartbeat here. We want to be a people who love God, love each other, and love the world. And so the more people who can join us here, the better. Now, what have we got planned for this year to help us grow? Well, I do need to preface any mention of human plans by saying that all of our plans are made knowing that only God gives the growth. So 1 Corinthians 3, it's coming up on the screen, says very clearly, I, that is Paul, planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but only God who makes things grow. And we are really acutely aware of that here at church. We can make all the plans in the world, but unless God prospers them, they will come to nothing. That's why the first step in our plan is prayer, knowing that only God can build his kingdom. But having said that, God does tell us to plan and to work hard. And so these are the things we would love to focus on this year. I think there are three. The first thing we want for this year is for this year to be a year where people really feel like they belong. There is absolutely no point being part of a growing church if people don't feel like they know each other. We want people to feel like they really belong here, that they know and love one another. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to know every single person at church. That's already impossible at just 130 people. But we still want everyone to feel a part of the place and loved. Now, how will we do this? Well, of course, we'll keep doing the things that we're already doing. We really love our Sunday gatherings, and we want to encourage everyone here to get to every single Sunday you possibly can this year. A key way to get to really feel a part of things is to commit week in, week out to the weekly church service, so that we can get to know people, encourage them, and learn the gospel alongside them. And we've got a great year of learning coming up. So this term, as we already said, we're going to be going through the book of Acts in our Mission Unstoppable series. Then in term two, we're going to be looking at everyone on mission, the fact that all of us have a way that we can actually share the great news of Jesus with people, even if we don't feel like we're great at talking. In term three, we're going to dive back into the Old Testament in the book of Numbers, a series that we're calling In the Wilderness, a great book, Numbers. And then finally, to cap off the year in term four, we're going to be spending the whole term looking at joy, the fact that God actually isn't out there to make us miserable, but he's actually made us for our joy and his joy and our joy in him. That's going to be a cracker of a series. So this is going to be a great year that we've got coming up. Please do come along. We also really want to encourage you to keep coming to a growth group. If you're not sure what they are, growth groups are our midweek small groups that study the Bible during school term time. And they're a great way to get to know a smaller group of people who can become your gang on Sunday. If you're new to church and you're still checking us out, why don't you come along to our Belong course and find out more about our growth groups and then get checked into one? So they're the things that we'll keep doing. But we also have some new things this year that we'll do to help people become even more part of the place. Last year and for the past few years, we've eaten together once a quarter. They're great times, though. This year, we're going to eat together every month. That might be bacon and egg McMuffins, or not McMuffins, sorry, we're not sponsored. Bacon and egg muffins like before church, or like a lunch afterwards, a barbecue, might be soup, might be sandwiches, might be whatever. But they're really great times to actually do that. We're going to be doing that today at church here. We're going to be doing that every month. What a great time to get to know each other. We've actually got our very first church day away planned for Saturday the 29th of March. There's going to be more information about that coming very soon, but put that date in your diary now. That is going to be a great time, Saturday the 29th of March, when the whole church gets together for a whole day of learning and praise and fun. We're building a pastoral care team to help fill the gap between the growth groups and the pastors for when you need that little bit of extra help. So we hope and pray that these will be great extra ways for you to feel like you're even more part of church. The second thing we want for this year is we want this to be a year where we invite our friends to church. I actually reckon one of the best ways for people to hear the gospel is actually just to come to a regular Sunday service. And one of the best ways to get people to church is just to invite them. So we want this to be a year where you invite your friends to church. Now, we actually thought long and hard about this last year as a mission team, about the best ways to introduce people to church. And we thought about lots of invitational events, and all of which are good, but they also involve a lot of work. But in the end, we decided that we actually already have a really great invitational event, and it runs every week. It's church. Church is where your friend can hear the gospel and see Christian love in action, so why not invite them? We would love this to be a year where you had three people you could be praying for consistently and where there's opportunity inviting them to church. They might say no. You know what? The stats are actually pretty good that at one point they'll probably say yes. So invite them along. Now, of course, we do want our Sundays to be worth inviting people to. So we also want you to give us your feedback on how we can make it even easier for you to do that. If there are moments when you are sitting in church and you cringe and you think, wow, I am really glad I did not bring my friend to church today, or worse still, I really wish I hadn't brought my friend to church today, then we want to hear about that. We are very much of the opinion that feedback is our friend. So if you've got ways that we can make Sundays even better to invite people to, we really do want to hear about them. Don't be backwards and coming forwards. But in the meantime, why don't you think about three people you can invite to church, pray for them, and invite them. Finally, we want this to be a year where we explore. We want this to be a year where we really feel like we belong to each other even more. We want it to be a year where we invite people, but we also want it to be a year where people come along to our Explore course. Now, Explore is our introduction to the Christian faith for people who are checking out Jesus. It assumes absolutely no knowledge of the Bible, and people can ask any question they like or they can remain completely stony silent for the whole thing. Last year, we ran a cracking pilot course. There they all are. You can see it's winter because they're all wearing big jumpers and puffer jackets. But it went really well. This year, we're keen to run two courses with a follow-up course for those people who like to keep finding out more. This is a fabulous way for seekers to find out more about Jesus. So we'd love this to be a year where lots of people come to explore and meet Jesus for themselves. So, that's what we would love this year to be. A year where where people feel even more like they belong. A year where we invite. And a year where lots more people come to explore. But of course, none of that will come to anything unless God blesses it. So why don't I pray, and then we're going to stand and sing. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the great vision of life that you've caught us up into. We thank you that this is a grace-soaked world, a world made for your glory and for our joy. Father, we are just so grateful to be part of that. Thank you so much for the Lord Jesus and what he has done for us so that we can be part of that. And your vision to see other people pulled out of the water into the lifeboat to come and enjoy that for themselves and in time pull other people out of the water themselves. Father, we pray that we'll be people who belong, who invite. We bring lots of people along to explore Jesus such that by this time next year there'll be loads of people sitting in this room who we don't even know exist yet because they've come to our church and even come to Jesus for the first time. We ask all of these things for our joy, but even more for your glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we want God to saturate our vision. So we're going to stand and sing now a cracking hymn. You'll